questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions from around the world on Islamic issues and Islamic principles. Like always, in our recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools. We'd like to welcome him to this show and say salam to him and inshallah start our discussion with him. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It's a great pleasure for us. The question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest speaker of the show is about how to deal with our parents, even if they are not good in manners and they are not treating us in the right manner. So let's be more frank here. In case our parents are supposed to be bad-tempered, then what is our duty as a Muslim, as a duty-bound, in order to treat them? So Sheikh Nan, the question says, the respected questioner wants to know, what is his or her duty while he's in front of a parent and the parent actually does not observe moralities and to some extent we can call it that he or she might be bad-tempered and they are not observing the rules and regulations of moralities and etiquettes. So can you please tell us what is the duty of a duty-bound here to deal with parents of this condition, with parents with this condition?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see that we have many verses of the Noble Quran and many narrations, and actually the rationality of human being support the idea that all of us should pay respect to our parents. There is no doubt about that, and maybe all religions and divine religion, they emphasize on the respect of the, to be respectful to our parents.
Yeah.
You see that because rationally speaking, they have a lot of right upon us, and we have no, right to disrespect our parents or to cause any, rude to them, not to be rude to our parents and not to bother our parents and to be, after all, respectful to our parents.
Yeah.
You see that if you look at the verses of Noble Quran, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to worship Him and not to worship anybody except Him, and to be benevolent to our parents.
Yeah.
It has been mentioned frequently into the verses of Noble Quran, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, to be noble, to have nice behavior and noblest behavior to our parents. You see, for example, let me add another verse of Noble Quran, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to ascribe any partner to Him, and to be, to have noble behavior to your parents. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the importance of to be respectful to your parents, and He put it beside worshipping Him,
وَعْبُدُ
اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. You see that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to not ascribe any partner to Him is a most important elements in Islam.
True.
And exactly beside that, Allah immediately mentioned this point that وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You see, it indicates the importance of to be, noble to your parents.
Very true.
And many other verses of the Noble Quran I can mention and recite it to you and to our listener, to our respected listeners. And from these verses, we understand that it doesn't matter whether your parents are religious or not, whether they are Muslim, Christian, Jew, or even, you know, non-religious people, mm-hmm. maybe they are atheists, it doesn't matter. You should be respectful to your parents.
Very true.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He didn't say that your parent should be, for example, Muslim or religious or any other religious. If they are pagan, they have no religion, you should be respectful to them. You
yeah,
see?
Very true.
And the respect of that is very important, you know, in many other, for example, verses, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We recommended the human being, you know, we emphasize on the importance of to be noble, to have noblest behavior to your parents.
Okay.
You can guess from these beautiful verses of Noble Quran, when you have some parents, they are, for example, they do not have nice behavior to their children, how should our behavior should be toward those parents? You see?
True.
Because first of all, we want to establish this point that from Quranic an Islamic perspective,
mm-hmm.
you should have best behavior toward your parents, even if your parents are not, you know, nice people, even if they are not religious, even
so
if they have bad treatment.
What we should do, Sheikhna, in case they are not religious, or whether they are religious or not, but they are not treating us as, let's say, their kids or their children in the right manner. So for, let's say, for once or two times or a couple of times, it is quite natural to tolerate. But when it exceeds the limits, so what is our duty then? Have to be silent and say nothing and just follow whatever is being said? So when they are treating us bad, this is one side. And this is a continuous action that, look, then it irritates the person. Person cannot tolerate for, let's say, constant times and consequently when it happens. And second, when they oblige you to follow the religion that they know and they do not let you to practice Islam and they don't want you even to practice your own religion, whatever your religion is. So clarify our duty here in these two cases.
You know, we should, you know, separate between these two aspects of the
Definitely.
Discussion. When your parent, our parent, maybe they wanted to take us toward another religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse of the Noble Quran, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكْ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when your parents, you know, have kind of pressure upon you to worship another God beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should not obey them. Okay, and immediately he mentioned that وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Okay, you are not supposed to follow the order of your parents and to change your, you know, for example, divine religion. But after all, you should respect your parents and to have nice behavior toward them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You see that, but on the other hand, when your parents have, you know, bad behaviors towards you, for example, they cause trouble for you, they have, you know, maybe rude behavior towards you and so on and so forth, you should not, you know, have kind of reaction, negative reaction toward them. Rather, you should be respectful toward them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the verse of Noble Quran, we have اِتْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Okay, when some people have negative behavior towards you, you should react them with a nice behavior. Okay,
yeah,
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. If you have nice reaction toward those people who have negative reaction towards you, okay, in that case everything would be changed, and they would change their behavior towards you, and they have the nice behavior towards you. Okay?
Yeah, very true.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, after all, I want to mention this point that when your parents have wanted to ask and they ask you to change your religion and to not follow Islamic, the religion of Islam, you should not obey them and you should have nice behavior toward them, okay? Mm-hmm. Because yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. On the other hand, when they have negative behavior, you know, bothering you, causing problem for you, in that case, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized on the point that you should have nice reaction, and it's considered to be kind of reaction toward their behavior.
Okay, thank you. Jazakallah khair. So in case they invite us to another religion or they don't want us to practice Islam, so we are not allowed to follow them. And in case, again, they constantly are having bad behavior with us, then again, it is recommended. And Islam wants us to be more tolerant, and to actually to react them with nice behavior. So the question was, Sheikhuna, sometimes this bad behavior from their side has no stop, and then we cannot tolerate more than we have a sort of limited capacity. We cannot tolerate more. What do you recommend for those youngsters that are facing with such problems?
You know, we cannot react towards our parents, okay, and doing some negative action toward the parent. It is not allowed, for example, to hit the parent or to have some kind of, you know, swearing at them or to be rude to our parents. We cannot do that.
True.
In any case, we cannot do that. It has been explicitly mentioned in the verse of Noble Quran and the narration that we are not allowed to do that, even if our parents have a, you know, worst action toward us.
True.
Because the status of parents is quite different from anybody else.
Yeah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He asked us to have the best behavior toward our parent, even if they have the worst. You see? Because, as I said, the status and the position of parents are quite different from anybody else. You see that how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الدُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ to have the nicest behavior toward your parent, to shower your parent with your blessing and with your mercy.
To an extent that they are behaving you bad, but this is your duty to be good in response.
Of course, sometimes you can advise them very friendly, very nicely, you know, very politely to advise them, to ask them to, for example, stop doing that action. Or you can, do kinds of advice and to have any kind of thing that you see suitable in that case. Mm-hmm. But after that, we are not allowed to cause any problem for them, to cause any bothering for them, or to be disrespectful to our parents.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and your respected listeners for staying tuned. We have been talking about our duties in front of our parents, even if they are behaving us in a bad manner, and sometimes some parents, God forbid, are bad tempered. So our duty, based on Islamic perspective, is to be good with them and nice and react nicely to them. And so Islam wants us to be very nice and well behaved in front of our parents. And in case they want us to stop practicing our religion, that is Islam, then the duty differs, and we just don't need to follow them in this certain issue, not any more than that, not anything more than that. So we just not allowed to follow them in the issues about religion when they want us to stop practicing our religion. But in any other cases, we have been taught and we have been recommended to be nice to them. So this is our first and foremost duty from an Islamic perspective. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن